Welcome back to the Lucas and Liam Comedy Podcast. I'm Lucas.
I'm Liam.
Okay, so the first joke. So today I was at the bank and an old lady came up to me and asked her to help her check her balance. So I pushed her over.
Okay. So today I was at the doctor's office. And the doctor said, "I'm sorry, but you suffer from a terminal illness and only have 10 to live." And they said, then I said, "What do you mean? 10 what? 10 months, 10 weeks?" Doctor says, 9. Scared. Turns out I have 90 years. All right.
So, some boy goes up to his mom and says, "Anton, do you think I'm a bad mother?" He says, "My name is Paul."
And that's a brutal day for him. So, at my other job, my boss told me to have a good day. So, guess what I did? I went home.
Huh? So, my dog used to chase people on a bike a lot. It got so bad, finally, I had to take his bike away.
The circus dog? So my mom asked me, "How was school today?" I said, "It was really great, Mom. In science class, we made explosives." And she said to me, "Oh, they do very fancy stuff with you these days. And what will you do at school tomorrow?" So I told her, "What school?"
So a husband says, "The other day my wife asked me to pass her the lipstick, but I accidentally passed her glue stick. She still isn't talking to me."
Alright. So, the other day, my friends, they were trying to make a rap song, I don't know. And my friend says to me, "What rhymes with orange?" I said, "No, it doesn't."
So, I was at the gym the other day or whatever, and I couldn't figure out why the basketball kept getting larger. Then it hit me.
So, the other day I was after work, I saw a blind man. He's walking to the bar. And the table. And a chair.
So, Liam, what's the traffic light say to the car?
Stop.
"Don't look, I'm about to change."
Alright. So, my brother's a police officer, you know, and he stops a minivan full of elderly ladies being driven by an old gentleman because they're only going 25 miles per hour, stopping the midday traffic. He asks the driver why he's going so slow. "Well, that's the speed limit, isn't it?" There was a sign saying 25 and everything. The driver defends himself. My brother sighs, "No, sir, that's the number of the highway you're on. It has nothing to do with the speed limit." "Oh, so that's what it means," says the driver, looking shocked. The officer looked at the rest of the van and notices the old ladies who are looking somewhat frozen, stiff, and scared. My brother asks, "What's up with the ladies?" he asks. The driver scratches his head, "You know, we just got off Highway 150.
So, speaking of police officers, two police officers crashed a car into a tree. After that moment of silence, one of them says, "Wow, that's got to be the fastest we've ever got into an accident site."
That's just bad. So, my sister got asked out in her junior year of high school. This guy asked her. He rented a Redbox movie and made a pizza. They were watching the movie. The oven beeped, so the pizza was done. He looked her dead in the eye and said, "This is the worst part." She watched the boy open the oven and pull the pizza out with her bare hands. Rack and all, like the entire thing, not just the pizza. Screaming at the top of his lungs. They never went on a second date.
Oh boy.
That hurt very badly. So, the newlyweds wake up one morning. Yeah, my other sister got married on their honeymoon. And the man suggests, this would be Tyrone. Darling, why don't you brew us some coffee? Wife looks confused, but that's your task, honey. Why? It's all over the Bible, dearest. The Bible says nothing about who's supposed to be brewing coffee. The wife grabs hold of a copy and starts flipping pages at random. See, everywhere, he brews. He brews. He brews.
So, mom took her little boy to a wedding. The little boy looks at his mom at the wedding and says, Mommy, why is the girl dressed all in white? His mom answers, The girl is called the bride, and she is wearing white because she's very happy, and this is the happiest day of her life. The boy nods and then says, Okay, and why is the boy all in black?
That's the end of our comedy podcast today. Hope you had a great day, folks. Enjoyed our podcast. Have a wonderful day. Peace out.